So I wanted to start off by talking about a piece that was in the New York Times this week by Stephen Johnson called The Creative Apocalypse That Wasn't, that's been getting a lot of attention, at least in my part of the world. The idea of the article is it disputes the premise that for which Lars Ulrich of Metallica is kind of the figurehead, that the creative economy is just in permanent decline thanks to piracy and copyright infringement online. And he goes through, it's a really long long article. He looks at hard data and he goes through each of the main sectors, music, publishing, film, and television, and talking about what the situation really looks like now. The bleakest one that he came up with was publishing. And that was because by certain measures, the highest quality books aren't on the bestseller lists as long or as much as they used to be. But he also talks about something that kind of tempers that, which is that independent bookstores have actually risen in recent years, which I thought was really interesting. I feel like I've heard that before in passing, but it's interesting because I remember really worrying about the death of the independent bookstore maybe 10 years ago. But the gist of the whole thing was that overall the situation is actually quite bright based on actual data. And there are more people making a living doing creative work than ever before. So I guess I thought it was a great article, but I'm wondering if, I mean, I know that there's confirmation bias and this is kind of my ideological bent anyway. So I wondered if you guys were as impressed as me with the article. Did you see holes in it? Kind of what was your take? Maybe we'll start with Kat.
For me, it's just hard to even compare the creative landscape that there is today with the one that there was, say, 20 years ago, which is, and 20 years ago, I was, you know, a teenager, so my life was, you know, trying to see movies and hear music and read books and lots of all three of them in it. And I remember just the landscape was so different. Like, I'd have to go hunt out something that I might want to listen to at a record store, and then I'd save up for, like, weeks to buy this $20 CD, and they're just... like, there wasn't that much available. And now I feel like the limit on my media consumption is attention, right? There's just not enough time in the day to see all the shows or hear all the music or read all the books that I want to, because everything that I could possibly ever want is out there. So it feels like, maybe before it might have been easier to make a living just because there were fewer out there, and now everybody, like, access to creation is so much easier that lots of people can start creative careers and fail at them. I did start out as a classical musician. I am not a bassoonist, which is why I'm here talking about the law. But just there's so many, and there's still, you can find videos of groups that I've played on in YouTube for which I, you know, made almost no money. And you can find thousands and millions of groups like that. So it may feel like the atmosphere is worse just because the barrier to entry is so much lower. There's so much more in the space, and that they're having to make their money in different ways. Like even just the availability of YouTube and of the streaming music services and of all these ways that people can try things out without paying for them, unlike buying your $20 CD to find out that it was terrible and you never wanted to listen to it again, where the artist doesn't see that you tried it and you hated it. They're having to make their money in new ways from things like live shows are mentioned, selling merchandise. Just because of the way that we experience media now, the landscape is never going to go back, so it's hard to compare to the way things used to be when people are making their money really differently, but it does feel that there's such an explosion of creativity still that piracy is not killing creativity. And there's still, because of the ways that you can engage more with media now, a superhero movie comes out and immediately there's people seeing the movie, but there's also people writing fan fiction about it. There's people doing remix videos of it. There's people, you know, doing all kinds of ways to engage with the material and creating new media. It feels like it's more lively when something comes out. There's more opportunity for any individual work to enrich the space.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Yes, I think that's exactly what the article said. I think the article also said to the end that there is probably more people earning money with creative arts, but that's different people than before. You know, there's the artists who found new business models to use the new media, like social media, they make money now. And artists who focus on their handcraft and didn't really get on the bandwagon of social media or the new media, they are probably lost out.
Right. One thing I thought was interesting about the piece was he talked about how kind of being an entrepreneur was a big part of making a living as a creative person today. And that really resonated with me after I just got done running a Kickstarter for work at Creative Commons. And it's just a ton of work. And it's a very, you know, kind of public and, you know, almost marketing way of operating. And I can see, and for me, you know, who's not a very public and certainly horrible at self-promotion, it's not a comfortable thing. And it seems to me like that would be kind of a negative thing for a lot of artistic type of people who often tend to be introverted. I wonder if that is kind of a downside of the new, I mean, it goes to Kat, what you were talking about, how there's just so much stuff out there. How do you get attention? And part of it is kind of self-promotion, right?
Right.
I think
that one of the interesting things though, Sarah, is that there are, in addition to being so many, start a business and as soon as you achieve your funding, you know, you can in a way focus back on the endeavor that you went. So I think that it's a much more fungible and fluid way that people, and there are a lot of people who, you know, work during the day at one thing and then, you know, make handicrafts at night, which they sell on Etsy. So I think it's a really interesting time, but I think it allows people to, you know, you don't need to be, you know, Picasso or, you know, someone who is just masterful and recognized as such, or just devoted to doing their, you know, they're indulging their creative talents, you know, that there can be some fluidity and balance in that.